Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, before we begin with some of the more serious news of the day, the Houston Astros, after Texas suffering the damage and devastation from Hurricane Harvey, brought home the World Series last night against the LA Dodgers, winning it 5-1. And they can smile, I guess, in Texas today.
No two ways about it. The way in which this works is that the better team often wins. And I think in this case, it was a very closely matched series. The Dodgers did themselves proud, but in the end, the Astros wanted it so much more. It was good for Texas. It was good for them. They'd gone through devastation, and this was a sort of a nice thing for the people in Houston who are apparently still marching around and having a good time.
And meanwhile, in New York, Saifullo Saipov, the Uzbek immigrant accused of mowing down people along a bike path near the World Trade Center, has been, according to the Deputy Commissioner John Miller of the NYPD, planning the attack for weeks and did it. We see President Trump calling for the death penalty, going after Chuck Schumer over the visa program, and the pushback from many, including Governor Cuomo.
Well, you know, David, the worse it gets for Trump in terms of the special prosecutor Mueller, the more this guy is going to do what the psychologists call acting out. And we see it here. Now, this is just dumb because the president knows, his lawyers know, that if he injects himself into this and if he calls for a death penalty, what he does is he endangers the case, because when it comes to sentencing, when it comes to a jury in New York City, everybody will have heard those words. And his lawyers are going to argue that the jury pool and everything else is hopelessly tainted, and they might win. So what would he rather have, Trump? Would he rather have a political sort of statement of his usual kind, or would he rather have justice? In fact, he even went so far as to say he was going to send the knife to Guantanamo, which is crazy. He was caught in the United States, and it's just not even in the pale of possibility, and already his staff is walking it back. So it just goes to show you how intemperate and nutty this guy can be.
And, of course, talking about leadership, Senate Minority Leader, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, saying President George W. Bush during 9/11 brought everybody together, tried to unite the country. The current President Trump is dividing.
You know, David, George W. Bush is looking better all the time compared to this guy. He even had a movie made after him, W. It didn't portray him all that nicely, but Bush was not the favorite of many Democrats. And yet, the way we function, most of us as individuals, is we compare better, bad, and worse. And that is, in fact, what is happening here. W. does look good compared to Trump. Trump keeps bragging about his base. It's the only thing that matters to him. He was talking to somebody yesterday, and I saw it somewhere, basically bragging that his numbers are good with his people. And that is, of course, what every Democrat who is going to run has to be thinking. How do I get into those people who are just sticking with this guy no matter what? You go to France and you see a group of people who are dedicated to the right. You have that here, too. So I suspect Democrats who want to run against Trump are going to have a tough time getting to that group of people.
Editorial in the New York Times. The headline, about John Kelly's racist history lesson. The White House chief of staff was supposed to be calming force, but he has echoed Trump's sympathy for white nationalists.
Well, you know, I keep thinking about what it must be like to be in that White House. And if I'm Kelly, I'm sitting there, I'm having a raging president who is so off the wall that he calls the New York Times and he says, quote, I'm not mad at anybody. Meanwhile, he's sending out all these mad tweets at everybody, including Chuck Schumer, suggesting that Schumer is a bad actor, making him into his personal boogeyman. He's tried everything else. It's landed on everybody else. Now it's going to be Schumer. Schumer should be proud because he is the head Democrat in the Senate. And basically, he has been anointed as the guy who has to do battle with Trump. But Kelly has to sit there with the president and have the president test his loyalty, Kelly's loyalty, virtually every day and say, you got to get out there and you got to do this. And you've got to make clear that Robert E. Lee was a good guy and that the people who are trying to bring him down are basically anti-American, and you have to continually say what I'm saying. And that's a tough job for Kelly.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you as always.
Thank you, David.